The following audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Pray for India's persecuted church by Ajay Lal. The early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Acts 2:42 and 25. Prayer was their lifeline, their strength, and their source of courage as they faced persecution. Today, that same spirit strengthens believers in India who are enduring severe hardship for the name of Jesus. Across India, persecution has increased dramatically. Churches are being burned, prayer meetings raided, and believers beaten brutally, including women and the elderly. Many have heard about the persecution in Nigeria. We are grateful for the attention that has been placed upon the persecuted church there, but many are not aware of the situation in India and other countries, which also calls for our prayers and support. In many states in India, new rules now allow police to arrest Christians under non-bailable charges simply for praying, sharing their faith, or gathering for worship. They are imprisoned and left there. Ministers, pastors are facing life-threatening situations, falsely accused of trying to escape custody, putting them at risk of being shot or detained indefinitely. Christian institutions, Bible colleges, and mission organizations are being shut down. A clear message is being sent. The government wants to create fear in the hearts and minds of Christians and all minority communities. Yet, just as in the book of Acts, persecution cannot stop the gospel. The church in India continues to grow with courage, humility, and deep faith. Pray for faithfulness. Pray for believers who gather quietly in homes, often in secret. Ask God to give them strength, endurance, and joy that cannot be stolen by suffering. Pray for courage. Many pastors preach every week, not knowing if they will return home safely. Pray that the Lord will embolden them just as he emboldened the early disciples. Pray for light to break through. Where persecution increases, the light of Christ often shines even brighter. Pray that entire villages and communities will encounter Jesus through the testimony of these faithful believers. Pray for open doors. Even in hardship, God is opening new ways for ministry, underground churches, women's discipleship groups, small prayer fellowships, and community care ministries. Pray that these opportunities continue to grow. So pray for more laborers. There are thousands of men and women waiting for ministerial pastoral training. Pray that God will raise up workers who can serve boldly and faithfully. Pray for women and children. Women are often the first to share the gospel in restricted areas. Pray for their protection and empowerment. I will pray for children rescued from slavery, abuse, and abandonment. Pray that they experience Christ's love every day. Pray for the Ministry of Central India Christian Mission. For nearly four decades, CICM has served in some of the hardest regions of South Asia. Pray that God continues to bless this ministry as it plants churches, trains leaders, rescues children, strengthens persecuted believers, and reaches the unreached. What can you do to help? You can pray for persecuted believers and for the church in India. You can give toward advocacy to help release pastors and protect the persecuted. You can learn more about Central India Christian Mission at www.indiamission.org. Okay. You can contact your congressmen and senators to make them aware of the growing persecution in India.